Hey geeks, welcome to episode 97 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. On this episode, Emma and I are going to discuss all of the new TV that has started or come back. We have some very strong opinions and we would love to hear yours. Enjoy the show.
A little while back before the never-ending hiatus was Agent Carter.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. We did do like an Agent Carter wrap-up. But yeah, it's been an eternity since we talked about TV.
Yes, and there's all sorts of new stuff on TV.
Yes,
now.
And some of it is not good.
Of it is not good, but that is besides the point. Look, I am just craving a new comedy. Because
a new comedy.
Now that they've canceled Undateable, which, by the way, if you haven't watched, you need to go back and watch because their live episodes were ridiculous.
They did live episodes? What are they, SNL?
I think they had three seasons. They had three or four seasons. I can't recall. Please don't kill me for this. But so the end of like the second season, they made this big deal, and they're like, oh, we're going to do a live episode. We're going to do the finale live. And then it was just so much, like, better than the scripted show that they did the whole next season live. So there was two versions of it you can find on Hulu. One was, like, the East Coast, and one was the West Coast. And, like, because basically the main cast, aside from, like, one of the girls, were all comedians, it was hysterical. Because, I mean, there obviously was a script in place, but they would go off on little tangents, and it was ridiculous. Because it was, like, Brent Morin, Chris D'Elia, Ron Funches. It was amazing. But this is NBC, so anytime I love something there, they must kill it with fire.
They do. They have, a tendency to really do that. It's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Constantine went bye-bye.
So many things went bye-bye.
I know, it's so sad.
They killed Community into the ground.
I don't currently watch anything on NBC.
Mm. Well, what I was going to say was, speaking of NBC, I was watching This Is Us. I watched the first couple episodes.
Okay.
And it was good. It's very, I'm told, much like Parenthood, and it's filling the void that Parenthood held.
Hmm.
The loss of Parenthood held. If you will.
The loss
but
of Parenthood.
I was never a huge Parenthood fan. Nothing against it. I didn't watch the show. So I have nothing against it. But like that type of show to me is like, I can understand why people love it. And I can see that it is a good show. But I'm not rushing to tune into it.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like there are a lot of those. Like every show, that's something that we have to realize too, is every show kind of the fan base finds it, so there's always going to be a chunk of fans who really didn't want it to go anywhere. Like, I constantly cite Agent Carter on this because while the ratings were in the toilet, there is a dramatically large group of women who really, really, really love that show. I am one of them. And men, but I am one of them. So there, it will always be a fan base for a show.
Every show has its fan base.
But some of them, I just sit back and I'm like, but no.
But the thing, too, is also, like I said, I can acknowledge when a show is an actual good show, just not for me.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what I'm talking about. I'll probably go back and watch some more of it. It's just once I missed an episode, the drive to, like, go watch it wasn't there.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I have a couple of those. Like, The Flash is one of those for me where the show is cute and all, but it's on the back burner until I have some time to kill. And then, I haven't rushed to watch Daredevil season 2. I did watch season 1 fully, finally, but Daredevil...
Oh, good, you got through it, finally.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple months back. But Daredevil was one of those shows where I was like, I understand why this is awesome, I get why everyone loves it, it's just not my thing.
Right.
So, like, I understand those ones, but then there are the shows that you're just like, why did we decide to do this? One of those shows that is, one of them that is not that way, because I really want to talk about this show, because you made me watch it, is Pitch, which I have watched, I marathoned yesterday. So good.
How amazing is that show? Here's the deal. I saw the ads for it originally, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. For those of you who don't know, Pitch is following the story of a female pitcher. Hence Pitch, who gets called up to the major leagues. So she's the first female in the major leagues for baseball.
Right.
And she's also African-American.
Right.
Which just adds another layer to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that is so brilliant is they're handling timely issues so well. And when I first saw the trailer, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I might watch that. And then... for, like, a split second in the trailer, they show you Mark Paul Gosselaar, who is almost unrecognizable with his big, bushy beard. But I will always recognize Mark Paul Gosselaar. And I was like, all right, I'm at least watching this pilot. And then I sat down to watch the pilot, again, purely because Mark Paul Gosselaar. But the show itself is really good. And the thing that I love most about it, I think, is there's several females on the show, and at least as of right now, none are in competition with each other.
Yes, and they have had conversations. They passes the Bechdel test already. They've had conversations that are not about men.
Mm-hmm. And one of her former minor league teammates who's on the team she's with in the majors, his wife and her are, like, best friends, and there's never any jealousy. It's never that the wife is assuming that this woman is sleeping with her husband or trying to take him away.
Right.
It's just a friendship, and it's so... refreshing, and I think more so important for us to see that.
But even beyond that, I think, and of course the relationships are the heart of the show. They're what make you fall in love with the show. But if you're a baseball fan, like I am, it's even better for that aspect of it, because there are certain things that they're throwing in there that you don't think about or that you know about. But like the whole, this is going to be a minor spoiler for those of you who haven't watched Pitch. I apologize. The whole, when she hits the pitcher of the opposite team is at bat and she hits him with the ball.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, they're keeping that in there. It's not like when you watch like a silly movie like Angels in the Outfield where they kind of play baseball. Like, no. They're playing baseball in this show. So I actually really appreciate that, because that's one of the things I was worried about going into it. I was going to be like, all right, it'll be good for characterization and stuff like that. But no, like... they're taking care of it, especially when you're on a network that is so sports heavy like Fox. You have to not screw that up.
Contract for the World Series?
Huh?
Does Fox have the contract for the World Series?
I don't know. My team is not in the World Series, so I don't care.
Do they do the baseball? Here's the thing. I love sports movies. Unless it's hockey, I'm not so much into the sports.
Right. In Philly, I believe. ABC gets it, I think, ABC. In Philly.
I know for a long time it was the WB, but then I didn't know where.
Yeah, PHL 17 down here, which is now the WB, or CW rather, gets it most frequently because it was a Philadelphia station.
Right.
So they get it most of the time when it's the Phillies playing, but I think for something like the World Series, it's a major network, so it's ABC, NBC. I don't think it's Fox.
Gotcha.
But they could also be playing it. It usually plays on multiple stations, so.
Right.
But anyway, we just went off on a tangent about baseball.
Sports ball. But yeah.
Hey, check that out, guys. We actually are sports fans. We're not just cute girls who like geeky things.
We also occasionally do the sport.
We occasionally do the sports and the Broadways.
But I have to say, you brought it up right away, but like Pitch, I'm 99% sure here this is my favorite show of the season.
Favorite new show, I'll say, yes.
Well, yes. Favorite new show of the season.
So far.
Because hands down, it's the one show that I've been really excited. Because I generally watch everything the next day.
Ditto.
Just because, not that we don't get it here we actually have cable. We have all the channels and the loveliness. But by the time I get home, I'm tired. And also, you know, my lunch break. It's a good excuse to put something on and take a look at it. And Pitch is the one show of all the shows that I started watching this season. And there's been 5 or 6, which is a lot for me. I usually don't take on that many. For all the shows that I have taken on this season, it's the only one that, you know, Friday morning I'm like, ooh, 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 I get to watch Pitch today. In fact, I was very upset last week because Fox decided to show that awful Rocky Horror Abomination.
Yes.
And so there was no Pitch.
Well, we don't need to talk about the Rocky Horror Abomination.
I just want it known, though. I have a deep love for Rocky Horror. I did a production. It's one of my favorite shows. So when I say Rocky Horror Abomination, I don't mean Rocky Horror itself. I mean the Disney-fied thing that they decided to put on at 8 o'clock in the evening. Yeah. Just if you haven't seen it, stay away. Save yourselves.
Okay, so that I have... Okay. I have another beef. Mm-hmm. I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I will always watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from the time it started airing. Mm-hmm. I started the premiere of this season and went, who's this friggin' guy? Really? Like, so if you guys are not watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or if you are, then you know that they have introduced Ghost Rider into this season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And it's called... Ghost Rider is now in the title of the show for the season.
Yeah.
And... But, like, no link. There's no link to last season. There's no link to anything else going on in the Marvel Universe. Cinematic Universe, rather. Where did he come from and why? We still don't know. And all he said... I am not attached to this character. I've never read anything with him. I have not seen the movie with Nick Cage.
You're better off.
I'm sure I am. It's Nick Cage. But I...
Oh. You're going to get hate for that.
I know. I'm so sorry. My sister absolutely adores Nick Cage. I'm sure she would want to slap me if she were here. But anyway, I have no connection to Ghost Rider whatsoever. So for you guys to pull him out of the hat and be like, boom, we're going to put this guy in there. And look, he turns into fire.
Which is cool.
Which is super cool. Don't get me wrong. And I really like the actor who's playing him. I actually think that the relationship between him and Sky Daisy, whatever she's going
Sky
by.
Sky Daisy, Chloe, whatever we're calling her.
Sky Daisy, Chloe, Quake, whatever we're calling her now.
New season, new name.
Yeah, well, no, she's still Daisy and Quake, but I like their relationship a lot. I think they kind of play well off of each other. I liked that he has, you know, the disabled brother and that whole storyline going on, but it just felt... Forced. Like, it came out of nowhere, and it's forced, yeah. So I've accepted it, because I'm still watching the show, and I'm caught up on it. But at the same time, I don't understand why. Mm. I'm assuming I will eventually, because everything is connected in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Whether they accept that it is or not, it is.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow,
maybe not today.
Someday. Someday you will understand.
But maybe, you know, when we get to Infinity War, we'll finally be like, oh, that's why Ghost Rider was in that season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I have no idea. I don't have a beef with the character, with, like, you know, the character, the actor, or the storylines. They're fun. I just don't understand.
Right. I'm not caught up on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Spoiler alert.
No, I know. I saw the episode at New York Comic Con. I went into New York Comic Con knowing they were going to screen an episode and just being like, I can't believe you did that. I don't care.
You were like, it's fine. It's fine.
And it was because they always show it. At New York Comic Con, they always show an episode that's not really as related to everything else going on. Like, it's never dependent on watching the episode before it.
That's true. And it's usually, statistically, it's usually a really heavily action-packed episode. Like, they make it that way. So this one was really fun, too. It was if you guys are not caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., plug your ears. It was the one with, where they kill May and bring her back to life.
The restart of May?
Oh, my lord.
Again, as soon as it happened, I literally turned to Leslie and I was like, I feel like it's like, hello, tech support? I'm having issues with my agent May. Did you try turning her off and turning her back on again? I feel like that was just like, this is how we fix it. Let's turn her off and turn her back on again.
That's pretty much what they did. However, I am such a sap, and I was sitting there. Not only did I cry, not like sob cry, but I shed a few tears. I watched my friend Heather, dressed as Dum Dum Dugan, shed a couple, like, wipe a couple away. Our friend Heather, I should say, wipe a couple away as soon as they, like, restarted May. We were both like, oh, God, yeah, that was almost as bad as Civil War. But
it was a thing. But yeah, and that was a really good episode, and that episode actually made me consider, like, catching back up. I just haven't had the time to do so, apparently because I took on, like, 6 new shows.
Well, that's your fault. What else did you pick up that's new?
Well, like I had originally said, I was trying to find a comedy. So I was trying The Good Place, because I really like Kristen Bell. I think she's adorable.
She is cutie.
Her and her husband are, like, my favorite thing ever. They make me want to buy appliances. Like, straight up, anytime one of the appliance commercials comes on, I turn to the boy, and I'm like, can we get that? He's like, we don't need that. I was like, but can we get it?
You didn't really need the, what's the Amazon voice thing?
The Amazon Echo?
Yeah, you didn't really need that.
No, we did need the Amazon Echo. The Amazon Echo controls one of our lights now. It's amazing.
Yes, okay. But see, the robots are going to take over the world. You clearly have not seen Terminator.
I have. I'm just, you know, I want guys, them back to me like up. Me. I want them to like me so they leave me alone.
iRobot, nothing ends well with the robots.
Just be like, hello, robots. Remember what nice care I took
the
of
only
you? And your
good,
ancestors love me.
The
love,
only good love robots... Me, robot. Ever are the droids in Star Wars, because they kind of never do anything wrong. They just, like, blow up and malfunction that way. They're like, I'm done. I smoke, I'm done. Whereas, like, even the androids on Star Trek went awry, man. Like, Data's brother is a serial killer.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's what I'm saying, robots. And the Borg, come on.
Anyway. So I picked up The Good Place, and I watched about 4 episodes or so, and just, like I said, I'm still looking for a comedy. Like, it was cute, and the first episode was directed by McG, so of course I was watching it, because I have a weird love for McG. It was cute, it was fine, but I didn't need to tune in and watch it. So if anyone has any suggestions on a good comedy...
Maybe there isn't one right now.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm looking. I also picked up Bull on CBS because Michael Weatherly.
Whom I love.
Really, you don't need another reason. Also, it shoots in New York. It was actually shooting up the block from me this morning.
Well, that's fun.
From my office. I was walking past, I was like walking to work because I walk to and from work. And I was walking to work and there's like all this, there was a phenomenal craft food spread going on. There was like a juice bar with like make your own juice, and then someone was cooking omelets like to order. This of course caught my attention because food.
Of course.
And I was like, I wonder what this is. And then I'm like, oh, they're shooting. They also, in addition to that, there was also a food truck. So clearly, if you have this much food, you've gotten my attention. And apparently they were shooting Bull in a restaurant, which I pass every morning on my way to work. And I have never paid more attention walking that block than I did this morning. Because I was like, if they're shooting Bull here, Michael Weatherly could be here. And I have an insane crush on him. And also, I know several people who have worked with him fairly recently, actually on Bull. I know 2 or 3 people who have worked with him on Bull, and they've all come back saying that he was, like, the nicest human being ever.
I believe it.
And one of them was talking about his kids coming to visit on set, and he, like, turned to them at one point and was like, oh, I'm in trouble, I didn't go over my lines during lunch because I was playing with my kids, and I was just like, I want you to succeed in everything you do now, sir. So I've been tuning in, except my only problem with Bull, I mean, it's a procedural, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It also kind of wraps up a little too neatly at the end of each episode, but I'm willing to look past that. Because, again, Michael Weatherly, I will look past many a things for people that I adore. But my main problem with it is it's not actually on Hulu. You have to get it off the CBS website. And I find they're not the greatest with posting things. Like, 4 episodes
they're not.
Aired, But the last I went to check, only 3 episodes were up. So I'm behind an episode already.
See, that used to be ABC.com with, well, at any given time on ABC.com, you can only watch 5 given episodes, the most mm-hmm. recent and then the 4 before it. So you can never watch a full season of anything.
Well, Hulu was doing that. Even with the paid, someone's going to correct me and say with the paid account, that's not true. No, but even with the paid account, I lovingly borrow. Except now I've noticed they're not doing that with everything. Because Lucifer, I'm still not caught up on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just started watching it like a month ago.
Great and show.
It's something that I'm watching like periodically.
Yeah.
Not like hardcore going through. I think I'm on like episode 8, maybe 9 of the first season. But I was afraid when they started season 2, they were going to start taking things down. And at least as of right now, all the episodes from season 1 are up, and they're putting all the episodes from season 2. But I know things like Supernatural last year, they were doing the 5-episode thing, which was annoying.
Yeah, it's very annoying, especially when you want to go back and do, like, a marathon of Agent Carter, and you only get 5 episodes.
But, like I said, I was enjoying both. It's, again, it's just a procedural thing. It's not, it's sort of like what my Law and Order obsession is. I have a Law and Order problem, guys. I fully admit to this. If it is the weekend, 99% of the time I'm marathoning Law and Order. Just because it is on, it is something that I can pay attention to and enjoy, but also not pay attention to.
Yep.
And still have it on the background. Except I'm totally over SVU now, because the problem is SVU, they play the same episodes. Like, they have, like, many, many seasons, but they tend to play the same episodes. And not only have I seen them all, which, you know, given, but I've seen them all multiple times. So mm-hmm. It's gotten old. My favorite thing now is there's a couple stations playing the really old Law & Order ones, like Law & Order Original from, like, way back in the day. Like, we've just finally hit the Jesse L. Martin years.
Right.
But it was, like, the original before Jerry Orbach, and then Jerry Orbach and Benjamin Bratt. And the thing I find so fascinating about those episodes, I'm on a Law & Order tangent, guys, sorry, is that they were made before we had certain technologies. So, like, if you watch the earlier episodes, there is no discussion of DNA. They're talking about blood typing and matching hair samples mm-hmm. and all of that old school stuff. And there's also, like, an episode where it was this weird episode where they started going into personal lives of the detectives, and I was like, I don't know what this is, nor do I like it. But Benjamin Bratt's character's wife was trying to reach him, and, like, he didn't have a cell phone. So, like, she's calling the precinct, and then the precinct's like, well, if you see him out, because it was his day off or whatever, if anybody encounters him, please tell him to call his wife. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's something we so take for granted.
That we have cell phones, that we have the internet in our pocket?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know. I find those interesting, but I could see what I was going with here was I could see Bull being one of those shows that, like, I throw on and, like, watch sort of in the background. Okay. Pay attention to, like, something I
but
pay
not
attention
hard.
To, but not like, oh my God, if I miss this episode, I'm going to be behind, which, you know, is also a disadvantage because that's how I stop watching shows, because I miss 2 episodes and then have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, for me, that's the same way. I'll try to force myself to get caught up, but with the nature of my career being what it is right now, it's just like, okay, well, everything that I have given up, I'm not going back to at this point. So it's like, you know, everything that happened, I hate to bring it up because I know it's a sore spot, but everything that happened in The Walking Dead, I can blissfully sit here in ignorance and be like, I don't care. I stopped watching last year. I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, but wait. You have brought this up now.
Oh boy.
I have other shows to talk about, but you have opened this ginormous can of worms here. Because I will say to you, the one thing about the premiere episode, although there was a point made that it feels like this episode should have been the final episode of last season.
Yeah.
Because now it doesn't feel like we've moved on to a new season. It feels like we're stuck with everything that happened.
Touche, because they didn't do the time jump.
Right. Which is fine. Like, I understand why they made the, like, break there, because you did want it was an impact. People were talking about it and waiting to see who it was that got the axe. It was impactful in the way they meant it to be. The only thing is now, it just seems like, okay, we're still... it's not a fresh start.
Right.
Which many seasons do, and that's totally fine. Many shows do, sorry. But the one thing I will say about the latest episode, the season premiere, if you will, was that a lot of people were complaining it was too gory. And I was explaining to them, if you want the full... First of all, Kate, you need to watch it just for the special effects makeups alone.
Yeah, you were saying it the other night.
The eye pop... They're spoilers, guys. Just deal. Eye popping out. They rigged the bat so that when they hit it, blood would gush out of it and, like, squirt up so it would not just be like the bat was dripping. Which is just phenomenal. When you watch it, it's disgusting and whatnot. But the thing is, it needed to be, because one of the reasons, as we were talking before, even though we're not supposed to talk about things till we get on the show, one of the reasons
we broke the cardinal rule
watching is because it got not predictable, but it was business as usual. We've been watching them either get eaten by or like stab through the undead for six seasons, and even when someone got shot too, it was like, oh, that's sad, I'm upset, but meh, that stuff happens. I think it needed to be so gory as to show you that, you know, this is a new threat. This is the first person who's come along in a very long time who's been even any sort of threat to Rick's authority.
Well, that, and I think we, like you were saying, everyone kind of got complacent with, well, they're, and the other part of it, that the part of it that really kind of has made me stop caring is that it got to be this same routine, not necessarily mm-hmm. like the exact same people and all that stuff, but they would right. find a home, they would be safe in it, and then they wouldn't be, and they'd have to run away again because
right.
of walkers or because some psycho was trying to do whatever, blah, 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 blah. And they had to show you in a horrific way that it's now this guy's world. And I saw a lot of people, I saw two things really major on the internet. I saw the one group of people who rage quit the show and were done. And then I saw the other group of people who were like, everyone who's freaking out about it being too gory, go read the comics.
Yeah. There's so, actually, I tweeted it a couple days ago. And by a couple days ago, it must have been yesterday. It was yesterday or today. Someone actually did a shot for shot. They put up the scene from the comic next to the actual shots from the show. And there are a few deviations, obviously, because some people are alive in the comic book that aren't alive
mm-hmm.
on the show. Some people are on the show that aren't in the comic book. So there, and the whole Negan Rick road trip was not in the comic. But
if you look Rick at road trip, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's great. The best way to explain it. That's what it was.
It's a buddy comedy.
Mm-hmm. But aside, if you look, you can look at the actual scene from the comic as right next to the scene from the show, and it is spot on.
Okay.
The parts they took from the comic are spot on, even with Glenn's eye, like, bugging out. Like, that is, like, you look at the drawing and you're like, that is exactly what that is. And the other thing about that I thought was so cool, once again with gross and gory, I'm not a gore person, and I will admit to physically gagging at least three times while watching. Also, it was awful because I was watching by myself and I just had nowhere to look on this awful little TV that's from like the 80s, maybe the 90s. I don't know, it's like 13 inches maybe at best. And even with that low, low resolution, I still was physically affected by the gore. But one of the things they were saying, Greg Nicotero, who actually directed the episode, was saying for the whole Glenn scene, they wanted to make it as real as possible. So there's a part, spoilers, which we've already spoiled a whole bunch, so pause us and go watch. If you haven't already, dug out part of the ground so they could put Steven's face into that divot. So then they made the back of his head look flat and bashed in and gross. Because there's a part where you see Glenn's hand twitching. And they wanted that not to be an effect, but that to be the actual actor.
Yep.
Which, when you look at it, you're just like, oh, that's so, yeah, but so good. But again, as I was saying, no one has really come who has been a serious threat to Rick's authority. Even the governor, although he was a threat to their safety, Rick was still all about the, like, no, we're going to do this. We are going to live our lives. Right. You needed someone to break him. You needed Rick to be broken down completely. And this was the only way that was going to happen.
Right.
And yeah, they could have, like, cut away and not shown you bits of it. Fine. But it wouldn't have had the same effect because they not only wanted to break Rick down, they wanted to break the audience down to make them react to something. And it's a horror show, guys. We forget that it's classified as a horror dramedy. The stuff you saw, while gross, probably no worse than some horror films.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But yeah, so The Walking Dead is back, and in epic fashion, apparently.
Oh yes. Don't worry, guys. I will be watching. Watch with me. Oh, the other show I picked up, aside from the one that I know you're going to want to talk about, is I started watching Timeless.
I so need to get on Timeless. So many people have told me I'm going to like it.
It's, first of all, the costuming alone is amazing.
That's what everyone says. They're like, you're just going to love it for the costumes.
And I'm behind an episode. I didn't see this week's episode, which aired last night on, they meet James Bond, Ian Fleming. They meet the real life James Bond. So I'm excited for that one. But so far, we've been to the Hindenburg disaster. We've been to the 60s. I feel like there might be one other one. Abraham Lincoln. The assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
They went that far back.
They're all over the place. The costuming is amazing. The characters are kind of cool. I'm not fully in love with anyone yet, but I'm getting there. The thing that I also find really entertaining is, aside from the fact that the historian has pointed out historical inaccuracies in what she is wearing, you're welcome, Kate. That was for you. They also have a crew member who's African-American, the pilot, and they, on several occasions, will refer to the fact that there is an inequality there. Like, when they're first going back and they're telling him, like, oh, you have to be the pilot, you're the only one who can pilot this, you have to go, he legit is like, just so you know, nowhere in history is good for me. Like, there's nowhere to go. And then in the episode when they're in the 60s, he's, like, doing stuff, and he's like, what, guys, I'm just invisible. And he's wearing a waiter's uniform, and he's African-American, and literally no one gives him a second look.
Well, I look forward to it.
So, check that one out, because
that's on NBC, right?
That is on NBC.
There you go. Look, NBC. Well, first of all, so I really have to crack up because I am not the only one who got this connection. I remember when they first were, like, showing the trailers, and then maybe it was after the pilot. But it was one of the girls from We Geek Girls posted on in Twitter, and were like, so basically, Timeless is 7 days. And I was like, yes, thank you. You got the reference. Because there was this great show back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, I forget when it was on. It's called 7 Days, and basically they had a not a sphere, but the, like, multiple-sided thing that they would put this, they called him a cosmonaut. They would stick the guy in there, and he was able to go back in time 7 days to prevent a catastrophic event.
Ah.
So it's kind of the same concept, except they're just going further back in time. Mm. Which is perfectly fine, because as you and I talk about all the time, there are no original ideas. But I totally, as soon as I saw the promos for it, I was like, so we're bringing back 7 days? Okay.
Mm. See, the funny thing is, they have a, there's a whole storyline that runs in the present that, like, something happens in the pilot episode that they change history a little bit, and then because of this, the lead actress, Lucy, her sister no longer exists, and now she's engaged, and her, like, timeline has changed. Nobody else's seems to have, but hers has. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, I'm watching this, I'm like, yeah, I get it, but no, let's, no. Like, I don't care. Let's just go back to random time. I think I'm more Doctor Who-ing it than anything. I want to see them go back in time. I want to see them meet all the historical figures. Like, that's what I want. I don't care about your life, sweetie.
That's the other side of it. I was like, it's a little 7 days and a little Quantum Leap.
Mm. Well, Eric Kripke is one of the creators. Mm. Which,
there you go.
Which, Supernatural. Yeah. So,
well,
there you go.
But yeah, I totally do need to check that one out. The only other one that I've checked out, I don't want to rant about it, you guys.
You're going to rant about
it.
I'm
going to try not to. The only other new show that I've checked out is Conviction. And, I mean,
Conviction.
We'll be honest, I'll be completely honest, that the reason that I gave the show at all a shot is because Hayley Atwell is the lead on the show. And when I saw the promo material that ABC so lovingly rammed down our throats after every commercial break on Dancing with the Stars and everything else you're watching, which is fine because, you know, yeah, promote the crap out of this new show, but never promote Castle, whatever. Anyway, I'm not getting on that bandwagon.
She's still a little bitter, folks.
Just a little bit. That's from a long time ago, too. Anyway, so every time I would watch a promo for it, my only question would always be like, and why are we making her American? There was no point there. So, anyway.
Well, she has to be because she's the first
daughter. Yes, she's a former first daughter. So, like, that's explained in the pilot. I watched the pilot and I kind of, you guys, if you follow our Twitter feed, you've watched me watch the pilot and the
subsequent
two episodes after that, you watched me. And I kind of got really silent during the third episode on Twitter because I ran out of nice things to say.
If you can't say something nice.
Exactly. And I'm not, like, I don't want to poo-poo on the show, and I don't want to poo-poo on people who really like it, because there is a good, gigantic, like I said, every show will get a fan base. There is a good chunk of people out there who tweet every week, live tweet that show, and they are bananas for it, and they love it, and they think they love her character, and they love this person and that person and all this stuff. The issues that I've had with it started pretty early. I kind of feel like ABC was not done with Castle when Castle got canceled. And they were like, all right, so we're going to take everything we loved about Castle, which was Kate Beckett, and we're going to go find another show. Oh, Suits is really awesome and doing so well on USA. Oh, let's make these two combine, and we're going to call it Conviction.
Pursuits.
But we want a woman in charge. And we want her to be like Kate Beckett. Because she is. And she's dressed like her. Don't tell me I'm wrong. I'm not. But I was kind of willing to go along for the ride for a while. And they gave her one line of dialogue in the third episode that I watched that made me completely dislike her. And it's Hayley Atwell. How did I completely dislike this character? So maybe it's just me. If you guys are still watching Conviction, awesome. Keep people employed. I love it. Keep it on TV. I would love for Hayley to be employed. I really wanted to love the show, but that's a major issue. If I could have accepted the, it's either cocaine or heroin, I can never remember, addiction. I could have accepted that she
was cocaine.
Okay.
Cocaine is the rich people, pretty people drug.
Okay, cocaine. So I could have accepted the cocaine habit. I could have accepted that she's a complete mess. Because that's kind of realistic. Like, not every woman is completely put together.
Right.
I could have accepted that. I really had a hard time with, you know we're spoiling things, guys, so here we go. I really had a hard time with the whole, she is, I don't know, they never give us an age for the character, so I'm just assuming she's as old as the actress. She's in her 30s, and her mother's giving her this, I really wanted to be proud of you, Hayes, speech.
Yeah, you and I had discussed this. She's too, I don't want to say that you're too old to, like, have your parents' opinion matter, but the way they've built her up in every other way is that she, at this point in her life, shouldn't be as affected as they made her affected.
Right, and that like whole speech really hardcore affected her because she like just wants her mom to be proud of her. And then in the next, like by the third episode, her mom was telling her she was proud of her. Mm. And I'm like, I don't see where you're going with this. Also, I adore Emily Kinney. She still looks 14. Like, she is not, she's on this unit and, like, clearly would have been out of law school by now, but in order to have gone through undergrad and through law school, you would still be almost 30.
Right.
She looks 14.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to say that I'm not going to say they miscast her, because I honestly, they're just starting to dig into her character when I decided I was done with the show. So, there might be more, and we don't know. But at the same time, I had a really hard time being like, but she looks like a teenager. And she's...
Yeah.
But I don't... I really liked the other woman on her team. Is she a cop?
Yeah, she's a former cop.
Yes. Really liked her character. She's a really strong character, and they give her a lot of really good lines.
That was the other thing that bothered me about Conviction, is everyone had some deep, dark, secret, other side thing. And I was like, yeah. Don't care.
Like, that's their gimmick.
My main problem with the show, I'm not... you know, dissing the show and saying it's a bad show or anything. No. But I'm saying what it was for me is, as I was watching it, I did not care about any of those people.
I feel like I might be contradicting myself at this point because I'm not listening to myself go off on a rant. It's just not the show for me, you guys. I'm not going to say it's a bad show. I'm not going to say it needs to get off the air. It doesn't. I want people to work.
Oh, no. I know. I'm not saying that you said that. But I'm
No, I know you're not. I'm just defending myself because I feel guilty.
I'm saying... For me, I didn't particularly like the show because, and again, I watch a lot of procedurals. I know what the thing is, and sometimes it's nice to just watch, like, one of those. But I honestly didn't care about anyone. And I was like, this is not good. There should be at least one person that I'm like, hey, yeah, rooting for you. And not just because you're incredibly attractive. Like, don't care. Like, they would do, like, the cut to someone and be, like, a little bit of their reveal, and it would be, like, at the end, they were having, like, everyone had, like, their moment. I forget what show first started doing that, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, at the end of the episode, there's some song playing, and then you check in with all the characters, and you see them having their moment, either having learned something or not.
Castle did that. See? It's Castle and Suits had a baby.
But Castle didn't start that, though.
No, they didn't start it, but they totally did it. This is why I'm saying, like, they were not done with Castle.
So they're, like, everyone's checking in with everyone, and as they check in for, like, all the little secrets or whatever, I'm looking at stuff being like, I don't care. Like, no, go. Bye. Why am I sitting through all these commercials just to watch this? Let's go.
Yeah, it's... it just... I like I'm saying, you guys, I really wanted to love it. I remember I was watching the pilot, and I was live tweeting the pilot, and I had my mother sitting on the couch next to me doing something on the computer. And about 20 minutes into the episode, she clicked in and looked at the screen and went, wait, that's Haley. And I was like, yeah, that's really why I started watching this. She goes, God, it doesn't even sound like her. I was like, I know.
Well, yes.
That's like, because you know that they... You know, they had the option, ABC had the option to take on more Agent Carter, and you know that they had, I knew that this was going to series because they were making such a big deal about her filming the pilot.
Mm.
And when they decided that they weren't going to take 10 more episodes or however, 8 or 10 or however many episodes of Agent Carter back, I had a feeling it was just because they were like, nope, we're going to use her over here. But why did you pluck her out of... to put her over here and go, oh, by the way, you have to be American.
But not necessarily, because when it comes to a show, because the show was also on ABC, and when it comes to shows on the same network, like, for the most part, they are willing to work around if they really want something.
Right, and Haley had very early on said that had Agent Carter gone back to series and they'd gotten another season, that she would have worked it out. They would have worked it out. Oh, yeah. Even ABC said they would have worked it out.
They wouldn't have even let her audition for the role of Hayes, whatever the last name is, if they Morrison. Weren't willing to work around the contract.
Don't get me started on the name.
They wouldn't have even let her audition if they weren't willing to work around it. That's the thing. And then... see, the other thing, too, back to The Walking Dead for a nano. So, again, spoilers, but you've watched. They take Daryl away, and somebody tweeted, like, where's Daryl going? And all I could think is to film his other AMC show. Because you take him out of the initial group, which means he's going to be shooting less episodes, so it's not a problem for him to go off and shoot that other show. I was like, that's how they've worked around this.
Yeah, so anyway, you guys, the long and the short of it is, if you're still watching Conviction, awesome. Give it the ratings that you really want it to have, and I hope it lives through at least this season. Because I know they're about to go into filming episode 9. Yeah, episode 9. So, you know, I want it to succeed. I always want people to work. I want Haley to work. That's awesome. But I just couldn't wrap my brain around this show. And it's not just because she's American. I know I've said that a couple of times. I just don't understand. I understand why character-wise they had her do that. But I don't know why you would. Anyway, not the point. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I know that we have a lot of British actors come over here and they play American roles like crazy, like Andy Lincoln and Paul Blackthorne and some, Hugh Laurie, like, they're wonderful and they do our accent wonderfully. And I think Haley's American accent is great. Part of the appeal, I think, for her as an actress, if you're betting on her fan base, not like making a new one with the show, if you're betting on her fan base following her and staying with it, it still has to be her in a way. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking out of my butt here. I'm sorry if I am. I'm not trying to be, it might be butt talk. I'm not trying to, tell you not to watch it. Go ahead, give it a shot. Maybe it's your, maybe it's your castle. I loved Castle until it in season 5. Because it could be. I mean, they kind of copied it. Anyway, I'll get off that soapbox. No, I really will.
Don't hurt yourself on the way down.
On the way down. It's a pretty high soapbox, man. And I am tiny. But anyway, so long and the short of it is, Conviction didn't work in my world. I'm going to click over to a different area of watching TV, since we watch everything late. I have finally gotten to season 1 of Luke Cage. And I just got through season 1 of The Man in the High Castle, and both of them are phenomenal, you guys.
Expect to do the Luke Cage thing, so just...
I won't say anything. I promise.
Watch what you say.
No. I really hardcore promise. All I'm going to say about Luke Cage is, like...
I have a lot of weddings to go to, and so I haven't been able to marathon anything.
You'll get there, but it's kind of like when you're watching Jessica Jones and it gets really heavy and you have to walk away from it for a couple days.
Yeah.
That was, I got there a couple times with Luke Cage where I was like, whew, okay, I got it. I'll come back to this a little bit. But it's, I mean, I didn't expect anything less of Marvel on Netflix because they've statistically been fantastic.
Stellar.
So I cannot wait for The Defenders. So that, it unbelievably great, Luke Cage anyway, unbelievably great series. And it highlights a minority in such a wonderful way that is, I have not seen in TV at all ever. You were telling me, I think, that someone was saying that it's so poignant to have a black man in a hoodie as the lead character of a series.
Who's also the hero.
Who's also the hero, yeah. And he is...
And that was done deliberately.
Mm-hmm. And that becomes a through line in the show, actually. So it's really fantastic. It was a great show. I can't wait for season 2. I had a little bit of a hard time because the woman who plays the councilwoman was in First Contact, the movie Star Trek First Contact.
Everyone's been in Star Trek.
I know, it's true. If Star Trek were still on, everyone would be in Star Trek. So every like she'd get on camera and say something in a certain way, and I'd be like. I'm the worst. I really am the worst. It's like when we were watching Arrow and, like, Susanna Thompson would say something and I'd be like, the poor queen is speaking. I'm such a brat. I really am. Anyway, Luke Cage, really, really great series. If you dig Marvel Netflix and you just haven't gotten around to it, like, go for it when you can. It's really
again,
good.
I have every... The thing I found with Marvel shows on Netflix is I need to marathon them or I don't finish them. And that's the case with most shows on Netflix. I need to just marathon it and, like, power through. And we have been so busy with life stuff that we have not had a chance. And the boy, to his credit, has been like, do you want to start it tonight? And I was like, no, I don't want to start it if I can't keep going.
I know. And I, especially with a show that you can do that with. So the other show.
Well, it's
that...
also because on a weeknight when I have to go to work the next day, I'm like, I'm going to want to just keep watching.
I know. And see, I'm the worst and I don't care if I have to go to work the next day. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can watch another one.
But you don't get up at 5.
I did today. No, not usually. I do not get up at 5. No,
in general, you can sleep. If I got up when you got up, I might be able to, like, power through.
I hear, yeah,
like,
it's
certain
different
hours in the morning. But, like, when you're getting up at 5 and you're getting home at 9.
I know, babe. I know.
I have a very small window, guys.
But, oh, so the other show that I just got through marathoning, and it's not, I don't know if it's brand new. I didn't look into when Man in the High Castle dropped on Amazon Prime. So it is on Amazon Prime, you guys.
At least a year ago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's been around for a bit. So I'm not the first person to tell you about this, I'm sure. The show is based on the novel of the same name, which was written in 1962. And the entire premise of the series is that what if we had not won World War II? What would our world look like? And basically, kind of a third, like, how much of the country? Like, one third, the western third of the country belongs to Japan, and the rest of the country belongs to Germany, and there's this kind of weird neutral zone in between the two. Mm. And it took me about an episode and a half to really figure that out. I was just saying, what is it? Where are we? Are we in Germany? Are we in... Where are we? And then, like, about halfway through the second episode, I clicked into it, and I was like, oh, whoa, this is...
Oh, honey.
No, because it's not prominent in the first one. The way that they film the pilot, you're not quite sure what you're watching, which is, I think they did on purpose. But if the Holocaust and everything around that era of the world is really prominent in my house because my mother's a Holocaust historian, so I was reading, like, you know, Eli Wiesel and Primo Levi when I was in high school. But this show just blew my mind because you so completely accept it because you're, like, they create the world so well that you're just sitting there going, yeah, this is exactly what we would be going through. We'd all be walking around with swastikas on our arms. They would have replaced all the stars on the American flag with a swastika, which they do in the show, by the way, and it is probably one of the most offensive things I've ever seen. But it's meant to be.
Right.
So if you guys do have Amazon Prime and you want to go and watch The Man in the High Castle, it's 10 episodes, I believe. There's also a bonus feature at the end of it. It's about 3 minutes long, and they kind of talk about film creating the world. They talk to some of the actors. They talk to Frank Spotnitz and Ridley Scott, who are both producer and executive producer, respectively, I think. I might have that wrong. But as soon as I saw, watching the first episode, watching all the credits roll by, and I saw Frank Spotnitz's name, I was just like, oh, okay, this is going to be great. And then Ridley Scott popped up, and I went, oh, this is going to be awesome. So it's really just, it's a very fascinating and very chilling look at what our lives would be had we not won World War II. It would have been really interesting. So, yeah, I really, really dug that show. But I like that kind of stuff. So if you're not into the stuff that's going to make you think, don't bother.
Listen, I like stuff that makes me think, but I have a quota. Like, there's a cap. There's a cap on how much thinking I am willing to do.
Yeah, well, I have a cap for, like, ridiculous action movies. And
yeah,
I can't watch comedies, especially, like, sitcoms. The only sitcom I could ever get into was Friends. Ah, that's a lie. But, How I Met Your Mother.
But see, the thing about How I Met Your Mother was, it was technically a sitcom, but it wasn't really a sitcom.
Yeah, I'll
like
that.
A lot of the things that are sitcoms, like the true sitcoms, are like the stuff you saw in the '90s, which were funny and worked in the '90s. But we've come so far that when NBC is a big offender of this, like, they keep trying to remake those shows.
Yeah.
And it's just the context of it now just doesn't work.
It's that, which is sad.
Because it's too predictable, because we've all know exactly where it's going.
I just saw that Matt LeBlanc is going to be in yet another show.
Yes, he is. Well, Matt LeBlanc is not the huge offender. It's Matthew Perry who had... Matthew Perry used to have a pilot a season. Every pilot season, there was a new Matthew Perry. But I kid you not, this went on for, like, 4 or 5 years. 4 or 5 years. And then he would get one, and it would... And some of them were so bad that they didn't even get picked up. Like, it never... There's a couple that never saw the light of day.
That's sad.
I know about because...
Of your...
You know, I... Your job. Because of my job, and I remember people auditioning for it and, like, reading the scripts and just being like, what is... Why would you ever think this is a good idea, Matthew Perry? And then occasionally he'll get one and it sticks... But it always gets picked up late, and then it sticks for a little bit. And then... So he misses out on a pilot season, but then that show will, like, tank... And then the next season, he's got another one. Like, right now, he's on The Odd Couple.
Oh, yeah.
Which might be in its second season. He might be okay.
Well, if you remember, I gave Suburbia a shot for a little while, too, because Alan Tudyk was on it.
Oh, Alan. And also Elton.
Oh, right, yeah.
Elton?
But that show was...
It was sitcom-y.
It was very sitcom-y. I just can't wrap my brain around that. It's not funny to me. It makes me feel like I'm losing brain cells.
See, I just don't like it when I can see a joke coming before the joke happens.
Yeah.
Touche. And if it's consistent, like if it happens every now and then, fine. But if consistently I'm watching the show being like, and now this will happen. 5 minutes later, this happens. It's like, this isn't entertainment for me.
I hear you, babe. Well, you guys, you tell us, first of all, find a comedy for M.
Please and thank you.
Also, please do give us your thoughts on any new TV or any existing TV that has come back that you like, dislike. We want to hear it all. Do you absolutely hate me because I don't like Conviction and don't like Nick Cage?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
What do you think of Ghost Rider's sudden appearance? Not what do you think of Ghost Rider. I like him. What do you think of his sudden appearance?
What's happening
What's
here,
going folks? On here?
Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening?
Oh my gosh. Oh no, we're getting loopy. All right, you guys. Well, until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a great week in Geek.